application for Pamela, P-A-M-E-L-A, Stevens, S-T-E-V-E-N-S, August 967, address as a letter, Dr. Horsley, H-O-R-S-L-E-Y, 5886194. Dear Dr. Horsley, a follow-up for Mrs. Stevens, who has a family history for FSGS. She has chronic proteinuria with preserved kidney function. We have not done a renal biopsy, given the strong family history. Last visit in December for elevated white blood cell count. Is my understanding she has seen Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y, and a bone marrow biopsy has not shown evidence of leukemia or malignancy. She denies fever or infection. She went to the emergency room for edema on the right lower extremity. She ruled out for the vein thrombosis. Somehow they did a CAT scan of her brain. I think she was complaining of severe headaches. It shows hypertensive abnormalities with areas of lacunar infarcts and other changes for a small vessel disease. Perforating arteries. She denies headaches right now, denies changes on eyesight or hearing, denies nausea, vomiting, bowel, urinary problems. Edema, for the most part, is gone. She has obesity, no chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea. She has asthma on treatment, no purulent material hemoptysis. Present medications review. I will highlight the Allegra without the congestant for proteinuria on all tests, on cholesterol management, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, present weight 323, blood pressure 142.64, alert oriented time 3, no respiratory distress, respiratory cardiovascular, no major abnormalities, no gross edema neurological deficit. Next paragraph, chemistry from November, kidney function is normal. No blood in the urine, protein creatinine ratio 1.67, grossly representing around 1.5 to 2 grams of protein, no anemia, persistent elevation of white blood cell count, predominance of neutrophil and lymphocytes, normal platelet count. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Strong family history, multiple members, FSGS, for what we have not done, a renal biopsy. She has proteinuria, not in the nephrotic range, non-nephrotic syndrome with preserved kidney function, tolerating ACE inhibitors all days. Next number, obesity, sleep apnea on CPAP machine treatment. Next number, abnormal CT scan of the brain, likely representing hypertensive changes. Update cholesterol level already on treatment. Update fasting glucose and A1C to rule out hyperglycemia. Her blood pressure at home is apparently also high, 150s. Here in the office looks better. We are going to do a 24-hour blood pressure monitor. If that shows significant load, LOAD of hypertension, we will keep adjusting medications. Might need to add a diuretic or alternative medicines. Next number, obesity, needs to continue physical activity and weight reduction. I will not oppose, if you consider appropriate, the use of semiglutide. S-E-M-I glutide, G-L-U-T-I-D-E, as tolerated. Next number, asthma on treatment, clinically stable. All issues discussed with the patient, end of dictation.